This is Russ Burlingame coming to you from San Diego Comic-Con as they're getting ready to close. I'm talking to Terry Moore, who is the creator of Strangers in Paradise, Rachel Rising, I almost said Rassel because of the sign, and Echo. Just wanted to touch base with you a little bit, try to catch up with you at every con, Terry. You announced at your panel that you're doing a prose novel for Strangers in Paradise. Now, one of the things that you struck me was that there were things you couldn't do in the comics, especially in the direct market, that you wanted to be able to do, and that's why you're moving towards prose. Could you kind of elaborate on that a little bit without spoiling anything in the story?
Yeah, I think I could. The most obvious thing is just longer sentences. I mean, it's pretty obvious that everything they say has to fit into a little, you know, speech balloon. And so I've been editing their speech like it was comic strips for years, or song lyrics, you know. It'd be nice if I could just let them talk normal. And also, there's a big limit on what you can put into a comic book because it's going to go into a store selling to six-year-olds. So I think that my readership has matured, and I would like to write a more mature story.
And I know, I mean, in the documentary that was made about you, The Paradise Found, you talked about having gone to a store, like, in the South where they had your books behind the counter because they were smut. And I was thinking about it, you talked about this a little bit, but I can't remember a single time that there was, like, any extended sex, violence, anything for more than a page or a panel. There was no nudity ever that I can think of. Is that part of the whole thing? Is just that you want to be able to do that without consideration?
The party's over.
Yeah, apparently.
We made it through another one. You know, as we know, Strangers in Paradise is hardcore pornography. And everybody that's ever even seen it should be arrested. So I want to do more of that in a novel.
Well, I'll let you finish packing up, and thanks again, Terry.